It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Here we go again, ladies and gentlemen. The 4Play Podcast is back. We're about to get in for another episode, a property of 96.9 Cool FM Kano. And yes, I'm Detox. I'm never alone. It's called 4Play for a reason. Scarlett is in the house.
Hi.
Yep, Mr. Mega with a double G. How's it going, man?
We alive, we well. What's kicking?
Good, good, good. Blue Magic.
And we in the building.
Blue Magic representing the Night Cafe gang. No. Today on the 4Play Podcast, we've decided, you know what? How about we play a very simple game? This is what I said. Scarlett doesn't think this game is going to be simple. But this sometimes is people like this that end up scoring the most points.
I have hope in Scarlett.
What is the winner going to get, Shao?
It's true.
Round of applause.
5 Gesuya.
From who?
From you, the president is asking the question.
We have to speak to Sophie about this. Let her approve 5,000.
No, if it's Sophie, we're going to speak to Sophie. Then we need like a, I need a box of pizza. I need ice cream and a, I need 2K.
Because you think you are the one who would win, right?
I'm just saying, like, that's what I'm going to ask for. Like, whoever wins can ask for what they want to ask. But
anyway,
that's what I want.
Me full tank, I'm
on your side, man. I'm on your side.
Olé, olé.
Anyway, so let's get on. Just to remind you that we're available on socials at Cool FM Kano. Get on there. We put out the best content. It's only nice that you check us out and give us a follow. Find us on the web, www.thecoolfm.ng/Kano. So today what we're playing is Family Feud 4Play version.
Let's go!
So if you're familiar with Family Feud, don't go around criticizing, say, no, it's not like that. No, we're doing the 4Play version. So hang in there. Just enjoy yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Family Feud 4Play version.
So, rules and regulation, ladies, lady and gentlemen. When I ask a question, you think you know the answer, call your name. If you get the answer correctly, you get 10 points.
Let's go!
So, question number one on this episode of 4Play Podcast Family Feud version.
Go!
Give me some instrumental megahertz. Pretty much step away so I can be seen. Name one thing a Naija babe should have if she wants to succeed as a real estate agent.
Mega!
Mega.
She has to have an ass! Shake that bum up, girl! We are buying all your property!
Well, that's not the top answer. Everybody get nyash. So it's the only thing.
Real estate nyash is always different, though. There's a way he giggles.
You
Blue Magic.
Name one thing a Niger babe should have if she wants to succeed as a real estate agent.
Fine face.
No.
Scarlett. Connection.
The answer is Big Nyash.
Big Nyash.
You did not say Big Nyash.
You did not say.
You didn't say Big Nyash.
You didn't say.
No, game
over. Everybody get Nyash now.
Said it has to be voluptuous.
No, you did not.
Big Nyash now.
Voluptuous is the word we could have remembered.
Okay. Give me 5 points now.
It's a lie. Zero
for all three of you. Name something in a person's closet that only comes out on special occasions. Special occasion.
Mega. A pair of jeans.
I mean, I wear a pair of jeans every day, man. I don't need a special occasion for this.
There's a special jean that you put at the bottom of your
clothes. Scarlett.
Special outfits.
Yeah. My God. You didn't say you get wise. Blue magic, name something in a person's closet that will only come out on special occasion.
Come on. Hey. Just say something. Say something.
Hey. Is it going to be another?
A jacket. Your suit.
Yes. Your suit or agbada.
Oh, okay.
Who is bringing out jeans for special occasion?
Four Can Tango. Oh, yeah. You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
The quiz master is speaking. Everybody, remain quiet. 4Play Podcast Family Feud Edition. This is what's happening right now. Blue Magic has 10 points.
You know.
The Roadshow Gangs are cruising in their zero. Name a reason that someone might take their bicycle to work.
Mega. Fred Ocon.
Yeah.
Zombie, you are listening. Half tank or for half tank. No put a half.
10 points for Mega. Let's 10 points for Blue Magic. Okay. Scarlet, wake up, Scarlet.
G Master.
Let's go. Name something a Niger artist or celebrity might do to revive a career.
Scarlet.
What?
Chase clouds.
No.
Blue Magic. Skibby, aka Fake Death.
Didn't come as number one on the list. Mega, wanting a celebrity or a Niger artist can do to revive a dead career.
Magic. Sheesh, I thought this was going to be easy though. Ooh, revive a dead career. What do? Oh man, I have absolutely
magic.
Okay, man. Sexton.
Sexton. Blue Magic is on fire, man. How many points for Blue Magic now?
20
points.
I'm basking in the euphoria of zero.
Scarlett, you might just get this one. Name something a married Yoruba man will say to get laid.
Scarlett? Wait, there are too many.
To give me the answer at the top.
Wait.
A married Yoruba man will say this to get laid.
I wish I met you earlier. I wish I never met my wife.
Think about things people would say as their answer, not exactly what you would say as Scarlett. Because we surveyed people who said this. Family Feud 4Play Edition. Nobody else? Blue Magic, give it a try now. Take it to 30.
Okay, so
Store explanation. Give us the sentence. Give us the phrase or whatever that is.
Okay. She's not my wife, she's just a roommate. Mega. I wish I had met you before I met my wife.
Scarlett already said that.
Was that what she said? Yeah.
Sheesh.
I'm married, but it's not that serious.
Oh! Oh, I forgot that I was married.
Okay.
Fail everywhere.
Oh, man. That's like 20 points for Blue Magic, 10 for Mega.
Don't mention it.
For Scarlett.
Okay.
If you're still checking us out, the 4Play Podcast, and this week we're playing a game, Family Feud. Scarlett, I'm coming to you with this question.
Oh, my goodness.
Name something you're likely to find in a single girl's drawer.
Scarlett.
Yes.
A dildo.
Ah, absolutely correct. Sex. Ah!
Yes, sir! This will be 50 points on my game master, sir.
100% right. Okay. Name something you are likely to see as a commercial during a football game.
Mega. Alcoholic drink.
That is absolutely correct.
Come on, man. That's not for life.
alcoholic drinks and bets, whatever, were the top answer. Let me see. Woo. One place in Kano you are very unlikely to find a decent guy or girl.
Scarlet!
Sabu Magic!
Sabu Gary!
Mega!
Badawa!
No!
Mega!
Mega!
Brigade!
Brigade!
We are sorry about it. It is what it is.
Name one reason most people will hide their browser history.
Scarlet. XXX videos.
Yeah. Let's do a bit of a scores check. Scores check. Blue Magic has how many points?
I'm down.
20. You're still on 20. Scarlet, don't catch you. Scarlet, 20, 10 for Mega.
No!
20.
Wow.
30.
So
30.
30. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Yeah. Squeezing one question here. One popular job you should avoid if you love holidays.
Scarlet. Wait, 9 to 5.
No, Blue Magic.
Being an OAP.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. That's true. That's actually true. It sucks. It's been really sucks.
Yes, yes. You're not going to get any holidays if you're an OAP.
Shit.
It depends.
Name one popular phrase a Nigerian youth we use to identify President Bola Tinubu.
Mega. Where is this going? Wait, I'm not answered now. We can't read that now. Bala Blue. Ulaba.
That was back in the day, man. We moved on.
Yeah.
Next.
Wait, no.
Scarlet.
Okay, Scarlet. Popular face. Well, that's another. Is it for Eba?
No! Let the poor breathe!
Yes! 30! Oh, yes!
For everybody? Is that right?
Oh, yes!
Wow, man!
Tiebreaker!
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
4Play Podcast, Family Feud Edition, property of 96.9 Cool FM Kano. www.thecoolfm.ng from anywhere in the world. Let's get on with the show. At the moment, 30 points each for all the players in the house.
What I'm talking about.
One more question. Name one emoji it is inappropriate for a man to send to another man.
Scarlet. Eggplant.
Eggplant is correct.
The X-rated questions are the one you're asking. Only you answer XXX. Only you answer dildo.
I have friends. It's not my fault. Okay.
Top reason an adult will avoid family gathering.
Scarlet,
why?
Marriage question.
Blue Magic.
Marriage question, man. That's it.
Fire.
That's it, man.
Fire.
The second on the list is unemployment. Top reason why a lady will stop chatting with a 30 plus man.
Mega. He does not make use of emojis.
That is absolutely correct.
Let's get it.
No emojis, man.
No emojis.
You 30 plus men.
We have been there.
Very boring people.
Let's go.
40 points for Mega. 40 points for Scarlet.
50
for Scarlet.
50.
Wow.
Final question for the 4Play podcast, Family Feud version. I think I keep mixing it up. It's like Family Feud version, 4Play podcast. But anyway, name one celebrity a lot of Nigerians say they hate right now.
Naira Marley.
Scarlett is on the road, man.
What's your problem? What's your problem?
60 points for Scarlett.
Scarlett, can you let somebody breathe?
Scarlett got all these X-rated questions right.
Yes, he did.
Must have been very experienced.
Yes.
Mega. Official result. 60 points for Scarlett. Round of applause, please. 40 points for Mega.
You did a double G, thank you.
Mega 30 points for Blue Magic. So, congratulations to you, Scarlett.
Thank you.
Go and
Sophie,
pursue your reward.
Sophie, you're listening to this. This is
pursue your reward from Sophie.
This is a public announcement for you. I want a box of pizza.
Yes.
I also want a cup of ice cream.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that. I wanted to add something else, but I'm nice. I'm cute. So, yeah, purr.
This is the 4Play Podcast.
Anyway, and this podcast is coming out around this time where there's a lot going on in the industry.
Yeah.
There's the whole Mo Bad and how circumstances that led to his passing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where you've been though, but you more than likely you must have heard that Mo Bad is now late. And it's one of those things that has been like number one trends for many days.
Yeah.
People are not just letting this one go. And the questions are, what happened? What led to his death? They are mentioning a lot of names, which is why your answer was correct, Scarlett, when you said Naira Marley may be the most hated at the moment, according to what people have said. But
yeah.
I mean, it's just a lot going on, man. People are coming out and say, this is what has been happening in the industry for long. We're only speaking about this now because someone has died. Like, there's so many other artists that have been suffering different things at the hands of different record labels. But the thing is, the matter is even in police are investigating.
Yeah.
We don't even know what killed the guy.
True.
I mean, I don't know if anybody here knows.
True. Nobody knows.
Because they might carry out an autopsy and said he died of natural circumstances.
Uh-huh.
May find something fishy, but what do you guys make of what's going on, though?
I mean, now that you mentioned what led to his death, I think people aren't really... That is not me. Probably is not going to be the focus. The fact that he was bullied for that long. I think that is what got people, you know, that concerned about everything that's been happening. So, yeah, we have the justice for Mo Bad. Yes, we want to know what exactly happened. Because it's weird that... I mean, we saw a video of someone, you know, taking a video of his lifeless body. So it got me thinking that person was probably was with him when everything went on. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, how come we've not heard like a first-hand information from those who were around him? What exactly happened? Where did he stop? What did he take? If forever he took anything, what were some, you know, signs that he showed? Was he taken to the hospital? What exactly happened? So yeah, we're still waiting for that to come. But, you know, all the revelations as regards how he was treated at the label, it's not a nice one. So people are focused on that to ensure that other artists do not have to live with that and, you know, call it a norm.
For me, in as much as I would definitely not say that Naira Marley is guilty, he can't be guilty until proven
guilty,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
He's innocent
Anyway, I still think there's something called accessory to murder, right? And I once heard my sister's husband, who's a lawyer, he mentioned something about, you know, you're threatening someone and then the person comes out to say, listen, anything that happens to me, you should be held responsible. And then if there's an investigation carried out and somehow you leave bruises on the body of that person, you can also go in for accessory to murder of that person. You get. So let's not entirely rule Naira Marley out. And at the same time, let's not, you know, make him the villain at the same time. I'm just saying.
So basically, this is what I have to say. As much as it's very important that we do an autopsy, find out what exactly like caused the immediate death of Mo Bad, I know that number one, it was said that he was hypertensive. I also know that he was in and out of the hospital. I mean, we've seen videos. They cannot like doctor those videos or fake those video, all those videos. We've seen videos of what has been happening, and it's prolonged trauma, to be honest. And somehow when someone is has prolonged trauma being mated on them, it kind of reduces your lifespan to a point where you would end up dying way younger than you were supposed to. So it's an elongated, destructive life he was living. Every single thing that was done to him from when he decided to leave the label, the harassment, the beating, everything, definitely have something to do with his death. But honestly, we're just hoping that his family has the the energy to bear the loss, and we're so sorry to the family and to everyone who loves Mobad.
And let's keep
listening to his song.
It's just sad that some people, even as this is going on, are facing terrible situations at the hands of record labels, mm-hmm. but they can't even speak out because of documents that they may have signed.
And
I think artists need to understand that times are not the same as they were many years ago. Now there's too many artists making it on their own. I understand it's easier for you to walk, coming through a record label. They take the risks. They're the one paying the bills, making you look this and that, make you look sellable, if I can use that. So they are important, but I mean, artists should try on their own too. Social media is here these days. Your song can catch on TikTok, and before you know it, you're a superstar.
As long as you have good strategy, it would definitely catch on. I don't know. Mobad is going to be fine. And I feel like that is one of the reasons why most of these videos we're seeing now were not put out then. Because there are some videos that we're seeing now that were not being put out since.
Yes.
And it's kind of because of that whole signed NDA thing. You cannot say what's going on with you, blah, 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 blah. Now he's dead. There's no one restricting that video, those videos being put out. It's just messy. It's messy. It
yeah. Now that you mentioned TikTok and all of that, back then it used to be like a thing for independent artists to, take advantage of social media.
Yeah.
But even right now, Zev, the labels are controlling social media. Let's be realistic. We see situations where they pay some of these influencers to make use of their sounds.
Yeah.
So it means that organic growth of records is currently being influenced.
True.
And it's making it very expensive. Imagine a record label approaches an influencer and say, do a dance routine to this particular song. I'm paying you $10,000, for example. My brother, why would I want to come and dance as an influencer for you for free because the song sounds nice? Mm. So I feel like there's
one way or the other, money has been involved in it.
And right now it makes it difficult for some of these independent guys because you have to be responsible for everything. You are paying your graphics guy, you are paying your videographer. There's so much that you have to pay for. So at the end of the day, you have to, latch onto a record label because they will take some pressure off of you. Yeah. And then you have the opportunity of also performing as well. You have some of these guys who work with some of these show promoters.
Yeah.
That book some of the biggest shows, not just in Nigeria. Look at the way these guys are flying to the UK,
mm-hmm.
and selling out arenas, selling out venues, you know. So you still need it. But then again, I just feel like, man, I wish the Nigerian law doesn't necessarily work when you want it to. And it got me thinking, what exactly is the entertainment law? What exactly is that? Is there a thing like that? Before a record label is set, you have to... you have to fulfill certain things. There are certain things that you have to do as a record label before you get the pass. Not just someone who makes money out of whatever
I'm not
going to
be surprised.
A record label.
I won't be surprised if we don't have that in the country. But I agree with you.
We actually don't.
It's needed. I mean, the entertainment industry is so big.
Yes, we actually have very few lawyers. We have very, very few lawyers.
In the entertainment space.
Yes, in the entertainment space. I remember when I was in Enugu, I had this lady. She usually canvasses for entertainment law. She's a lawyer, fresh off, and she's doing very well. She had to leave Enugu to go to, to Lagos for her to be heard, for her to be big and do what she could do. And right now, I can tell you that, most people who are, lawyers in Enugu at the moment and are managing people for the entertainment industry, those are not actually entertainment lawyers. Most of them are property lawyers. I don't know what they call them. You understand? So it's more like they are just kind of, just because there's money there, but they don't understand the nitty-gritties of the entertainment business. Do you understand?
And also,
so it's going to take us a while for us to have us, because what Mega spoke about is about having a standard. More like what we have with SON. If you want to set up a brand,
something like that,
you need to have a specific standard.
Certification
exactly.
from certain bodies
exactly.
that will say go ahead.
Exactly.
I mean,
so
even buildings,
you
have
get,
like, yeah.
Do you get? But before we can get there, we need to have as many lawyers, as many entertainment lawyers who can come together and think of the right. And then it's not just about thinking of about the artists. We need to also think about the record labels while we are setting up the standards.
Everybody needs to be protected. I agree with you. We are happy with the turnout of celebrities who are coming out to show support for Mobad. Some people say it's clout chasing, blah, blah, blah. But I think when everybody puts their voice to it, it continues to be an issue that needs to be addressed. So we all stand for justice for Mobad. We pray and we hope he gets it, because this shouldn't happen to anyone at all. You don't even have to be a fan of Mobad or not. It's just not something that should happen to anyone at all. We're gonna wrap up the 4Play podcast right here, but remember, we're available online, www.thecoolfm.ng. You can find us on socials at CoolFMKano. Again, congratulations to Scarlett for winning the Family Feud game show today. Go out there and hustle your reward. We are behind you. We are back with another episode. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Peace.
1, 2, 3. Oh, yeah. It's the 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano. 96.9 Cool FM.